Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Sometimes perception is reality, but that doesn't mean that it's the real reality. Yes, it does not mean that it is the real reality. Your perception may be your reality. However, that doesn't make it everyone else's reality. It does not mean that. It does not make it everyone else's reality. I used to go to this department store to visit my friend, and she worked in the females section, clothing section. And I used to go there and talk to her and have whole conversations, just, you know, kicking it with her while she's at work to make her day go by a little faster, a little quicker, just hanging out. I'm not there buying a gift or gifts for females or ladies that I know. I'm not there with anyone else in that section trying to buy things or whatnot. And I'm not there to buy ladies' clothes or clothing or items for me. None of the above. I'm just there having conversation. I'm just there just shooting the breeze. I am there gaining knowledge. Well, this is one occasion, is one time. I went like I normally go. We were talking, having a conversation, but some other person, you know, paying customer, and the paying customer is, well, very, very important, more important than I am. The paying customer is more important than I am. I can admit that. I have no issue, no problems with the paying customer getting attention at that point. Getting attention, the paying customer, it happens. It is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. Well, this customer needed some help, and so she had to go and help this customer with something. So now it is just me by myself. Now it is just me by myself in the ladies section. It's just me by myself in the ladies section. Yeah, I'm walking around, walking about, but I'm still staying within her area. I probably could have went and talked to the other people that I know that work there, but it wouldn't have took me out of the female section. Let me just lay it out there now. It wouldn't have took me out of that section. I'd have went to the perfume section. I would have went to another section. So just going to talk to someone else that I know was not going to get me out of the ladies or female section. That wasn't happening. That wasn't the issue, and that wasn't the problem, though. That wasn't the issue. That was the problem. If that was the issue, and if that was the only problem or the problem that arose, I would have took it. If my only problem is that somebody's seeing me in ladies' section, I would have took that. I would have took that over what actually did happen, what actually did take place. I would have took that in a heartbeat. Hey, I have these two choices for you, Vince. Choice number one, people will see you in the ladies section and just have these assumptions. Or choice two, which choice would it be?
This isn't a hard one at all. I don't even know why this is a question. I'm going to go with the first choice, hands down. first choice, final answer. That's what I want. That's what I need. First choice. First choice.
Okay.
No, it didn't work that way. It didn't happen that way. If it would have, it would have been to the good. I would have accepted that. I would have wore it. I would have wore it like a badge of honor. So what? Yeah, I'm in the ladies section. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? I don't care. I couldn't care less. That wasn't the issue. That wasn't the problem that arose. That wasn't the thing that got me all questioning myself. That was the thing that got me questioning my intuition. I don't ever question my intuition. I don't ever question my gut feeling. My gut feeling's always right. The intuition, it's there. It is what it is. I trust it. I trust it. Yet, this occasion, this time, I question. Probably for the first time that I can recall, that I can just run back in my mind, that pops up. This is the first instance that I can recall that I question my intuition, that I question my gut feeling. I was like, wait a minute. Is this right? Is this happening? Is this happening? Is this going down? No, wait a minute. I'm right. I'm right. No. I questioned. And this wasn't like me questioning my intuition for a split second or 1 or 2 seconds, possibly 3 or 4. Nah, this was me questioning for at least a good solid minute to two, I was questioning it. Then I just fell back and I said to myself, I believe my intuition. I believe my gut feeling is right. It's never wrong. Gut feeling, never wrong. Intuition, never wrong. I'm always intaking so much information. I'm always processing so much information. Everything is just getting calculated. Everything is getting calculated and going down to a precision, precise precision that's being calculated to project future outcomes, to project the future or predict. Either way. That's why I had to come to my senses. And that's why I came to my senses within that minute or two and realized that it wasn't me that was wrong. It wasn't my intuition and my gut feeling was wrong. It was the other person's. There's no polite way of telling someone that they are wrong or they're mistaken or that what they see isn't what they see or what they think isn't what they think. It's kind of hard to get that point across. It's kind of hard to say, you know what? I get that. I understand that, but it is completely wrong. Everything that you thought was true, everything that you believe was true, it was wrong. It didn't happen. That was not the case. Not the case at all. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know what. Everything's wrong. Everything is wrong. So maybe you should go back and try to play this out again in your head. Maybe you should go back and question yourself. Is this really what you think? Is this really what you believe? Or are you just saying this? Or are you just wanting to be confrontational? Are you just wanting to be untruthful? Are you just wanting to just disruption? Are you just trying to disrupt? Are you just trying to just be that agitator? Are you just trying to be that troll in public? Are you just trying to be that person to just get up, try to get under somebody else's skin by having them question their own intuition? Because if that's the case, if that's your game plan, if that's your end game, if that's your mission, if that's your goal, okay, I get it. But if you really believe, truly, truly believe, we're going to have to do some recalculation on this. And that's how I felt in that moment. And that's how I felt during. And that's how I felt afterwards. And like I said, the paying customer. They get the attention. They get the focus. That's fine. No problem with that. So my friend had to go and attend to the paying customer. So I'm just left there by myself. As I said earlier, I could have went to talk to other people I knew that worked there. But I just didn't want to at that time, because I was getting some important baseball talk in, and I just had to make sure that my points were legit, and they were going to come across as legit and be correct, and just sharpening up the baseball knowledge. And the other people I could have went and talked to, they didn't want to talk baseball. They did not want to talk baseball or anything sports related. We would have probably got to talking about the world, current events and stuff like that. Definitely nothing dealing with small talk. It would have been deep intellectual conversations. Come on. You at work. We're in public. Why are you at work? This is not the time nor the place. However, later on when you get off work, yeah, sure. Why not? We can do that. At work, nah, I don't want to preoccupy you that way. We shouldn't. We should just take a few steps back, count to 10, some deep breaths, and just convince ourselves, no, this isn't the time nor the place, and just walk away. I don't want to go through all that trying to talk to these other people that work there. I just wanted to get a little small talk in, increase my baseball knowledge, and get my baseball points across to see if it was okay, or to see if it would have been legit, that I wasn't just coming up with some crazy ideal in my head that made absolutely no sense, though. That was nonsensical. Don't want to do that. Not at all. So while I'm just there in a spot waiting for my friend to come back, I'm just kind of like walking almost not necessarily in a circle, but going from clothing rack to clothing rack. And I'm kind of just like thinking, I'm in my head, I'm deep in thought, and I'm just staring out in the abyss. I'm just, you know, just staring out and really not focusing on anything, because I'm still thinking about this super duper cool. Wait a minute, my favorite word, this amazing baseball thought in my head. I'm deep in thought with this amazing baseball thought in my head. I'm kind of glazing or looking out into the abyss with my glaze and all that stuff. And this lady, another customer, come and approach me. And yeah. She approached me, and I'm kind of taken aback. So I'm like, wow, I wasn't expecting to be approached. I mean, I was giving out all the signals of not being approachable. I was giving off all the signals of, I'm not open right now. I am closed. I'm not open. I'm spaced out. I'm deep in my thoughts thinking about this baseball issue that was driving me not necessarily mad, but was keeping me up at night. It was keeping me up at night, and I couldn't sleep, having trouble sleeping, couldn't take naps. I had to
I had to run this baseball thought by somebody who I respect their baseball knowledge. And I just had to get it out there. And so she approached me, and I'm taken aback because I'm not really, my posture and my body language isn't really open. It's almost aloof. It's almost detached. It's almost not present in the moment. And so I kind of snap out of this trance that I was in. And I was like, hello? And the next thing she said, I went from deep in baseball thought to snapping out to baffled, all within about 10 seconds. All within about 10 seconds. And I don't think people are made to jump through those emotions that fast. I don't think people are made to jump from coming out of your trance, realizing what's going on, and then being floored all within 10 seconds. All within 10 seconds. I can understand coming out of the trance, understanding what's going on within 10 seconds and that process. But adding the third one, being floored to the mix, that was just too much. That was just too much to take. That's why I was questioning, or I got around to questioning the whole motive of that. And I started to play this out in my head quickly because none of this is adding up. A lot of this is not adding up. And the scientific method, it has to apply here. It has to apply here. I have to utilize it to figure out what is going on. So she approached me and she approaches me. I said, hello. Hi. And she said, why are you staring at me? Yes. Why am I staring at her? Before I get to the next thing she said, why I'm staring at her, that just floored me. I wasn't expecting that. I was not expecting that. My intuition and my gut feeling, all of that just hit me like, whoa, wait a minute. Nobody was staring at you. Nobody was staring at you. To go from this trance, this daze like malaise, into coming back to awareness, super awareness of what's going on around and what's happening, to being floored all within 10 seconds. That's not a good thing. That's not a good experience. That's not a good feeling. I don't want anybody to ever experience that or feel that or go through that, because it's not meant to be done. Not within 10 seconds. Not within 10 seconds. Maybe more than 10 seconds, but not within 10 seconds. But I was floored by, why am I staring at her? So many red flags, so many emotions, so much just rushed through me when I heard that. But that wasn't the end. That was only the beginning. The next part was, could you please stop? I don't like that. Could I please stop? You don't like that? Wait a minute. That's like a combo. That is like a combo blow. And no, it's not a combo blow to my ego. It's not a combo blow to my super ego. That's not a combo blow to anything that challenges how I feel about myself. That's not a combo blow to my self-confidence. That's not a combo blow to any of that. That's a combo blow to my reality. That's a combo blow to my intuition. That's a combo blow to my gut feeling. because all that was telling me, what the heck is she talking about? I wasn't looking at her. I wasn't staring at her. I was deep in thought, thinking about this baseball talk. Oh, what's going on? What's happening? Then you come and I snap out. And then now I'm getting floored. Now I'm baffled. Now I'm just trying to get the standing 10 count. Because you say that I was staring at you. And then on top of that, you want me to stop. So making up that I was staring at you wasn't enough. You had to throw in, I should stop as well. I should stop as well. Like I say, this was definitely no blow to the ego, self-confidence, super ego, any of that. No blow to any of that. Was a blow, straight body blows, body punches to my intuition. Because I wasn't, my reality, her reality, well, hey, it's not the same. It is not the same. Her reality, or if there's some other motives, she felt I was staring at her. My reality, I was not staring at her. I was glazing off or staring off into the abyss, like at an object that wasn't even near anybody's direction. I wasn't that spaced out. So for those brief few seconds, I questioned my intuition. I was like, wait a minute, did she be right? And then, bing, I realized what I was staring at and what direction I was staring, and were there anyone around within that direction? And all of that came back through my processing, and nobody was around. Nobody was in that direction I was staying. None of that. None of that. However, she told me that I was staring at her and that I should stop. So after I came back to my senses by realizing that I should never doubt or question my intuition, at that point, I'm ready to up the ante. At that point, I am ready to up the ante. Hey, wait a minute. This is a store. They have video cameras everywhere to make sure people don't steal, to keep people honest, to make sure people aren't doing the wrong thing. I know people that work here. Let's look at the tape. I am willing to look at the tape and let's see if I was staring at you. Let's take it to the tape, because I can't be questioning my intuition. I can't be questioning my gut feeling. My gut feeling told me and was telling me that I was not staring at you or anyone, that I was off into an area where no one was around, because we knew that possibility would come up, that somebody would think that we'll be staring at them. Therefore, we calculated in advance and ahead of time to stare off into a spot in a space where nobody was around. So I was ready. I was ready to check the tapes. I was ready to check the video. I was ready to look and let's see if I was staring at you. You're going to come to me and tell me, don't stare at you, and you want me to stop? What? No, that's not real. That's not reality. That's false. Unless you got other motives, unless you got a different goal, unless you got a different plan. So my friend ended up coming back, and I told her what had happened. And I asked her, like, can I see the tape? And of course, I can't see the tape. That's frowned upon. And I guess for whatever reason, somebody deemed that it wasn't necessary to go through that extent of, trying to figure out what was happening or who was right or who was wrong. However, there are enough people around or within the store to collaborate my view, my point of view, that I wasn't staring at this young lady, that I was actually staring into a direction that nobody was at. So by witnesses or different viewpoints, my reality is our reality, which is the real reality. And her reality, her perception of her reality, was something that was completely made up. It was something that was completely wrong and not true. And that's like the city of St. Louis reality. They want to sue the Rams because the Rams moved to LA, because the Rams moved to Los Angeles. They feel some feelings. They got some feelings. They got caught up in their feelings. It's been a year. It's over with. Let it go. St. Louis, you lost the Rams. The Rams are in LA. The Rams are in Los Angeles. Let it go. Why is your perception is now your reality? Your perception and what you are perceiving to be true isn't necessarily the truth. It isn't the real reality. Isn't the reality that everyone else has seen. Besides, they were originally in LA and they moved to St. Louis. So if you want to make a different argument about who's first or whatnot, you'll lose that one too. Come on, be bigger, be better. In fact, maybe you should just get a different version of reality or fix your perception. Regardless, it's all broken.